If you have any questions, you can see me. Remember Downtown Days this Thursday. We'll be down there spreading the love of Jesus, spreading the good news, because we know the gospel is good news. Amen. The gospel is good news. Let's stand this morning for the reading of the word. The Bible tells us in Psalms 24:8-10, who is this King of glory? The word tells us that he is the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. And it tells us to lift up our heads, O you gates, even lift them up, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The word tells us he's the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So we're just going to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the house today, because it's all about him. Amen. We've come in here to hear a word from the Lord, to be changed, that we can go out there and tell somebody else about the good news. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. And I want to read to you, that's my King. And we hadn't read it for a while. And I read it this morning, and I was like, ooh, I need to share that again. Because it reminds us of who the King is, what the King has done, and is doing in our lives as we believe him. And as we invite the King of glory in, his presence comes into the house and fills the house. Amen. And where the presence of the Lord is, there's what? There's freedom, there's joy, and there is peace. There is peace. And this is called, that's my King. The Bible says that my King is a seven-way king. He's the King of the Jews. That means he's a racial king. He's the King of Israel. That's a national king. He's the King of righteousness. The ages, King of ages. The King of heaven, the King of glory. He's the King of kings, and he is what? The Lord of lords. That's my King. He's enduringly strong, entirely sincere. He is eternally steadfast, immortally graceful, imperially powerful, and impartially merciful. Wow. He's the greatest phenomenon that ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's Son. He's the sinner to the Savior. He's a sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of salvation. He stands in the solitude of himself. He is awesome. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. The supreme problem in our higher criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. Wow. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. He's the miracle of the age. Wow. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. God himself is goodness. He can't be any other way but goodness. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior. Why? Because he is the truth, the way, and the life. He supplies strength for the weak, available for the tempted and the tired. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and he sustains. Can you look back at your life and see at the time that God has sustained you? You may not realize it at that moment. Then you begin to reflect and said, wow, God, had it not been for you, had it not been for you. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the leper, forgives sinners, discharges debtors, delivers captives, defends the feeble, blesses the young, serves the unfortunate, regards the aged, rewards the diligent, and beautifies the meek. No one is left out of the plan of God. Aren't you thankful for that? Nobody is left out of the plan of God. And the Bible said he knew you even before the foundation of the world. That he already had you in his mind, on his mind. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. You know, there's nothing you could do to earn God's love. He loves you right this moment the way you are. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. If you have a hard time being a Christian, that's because you're trying to work it on your own. Because he said, now there's a rest for the people of God. And his yoke is easy, and his burden light. He's indescribable, incomprehensible, invincible, and he's irresistible. Amen. When God touches your life, he's irresistible to you at that point. Because the more that you get to know him, it's all about having a relationship with him through fellowship with him and learning who he is. He becomes irresistible at that point, and you can't get enough of him. Because the more that you grow and learn of him, the more you want to know and learn and grow of him. He says that you can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Woo! The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out that they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. He has defeated death, amen, for us. And death is not the end. It's really the beginning. It's really the beginning, amen. So, yeah, that's our king today, and that's who we are celebrating today. We've come into this house today to celebrate and to give him praise. And, Father, we thank you for your presence that's in this place today. Thank you for every person that's walked into this door today, that they're not going to leave this place like they came, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that we're going to have ears to hear today and eyes to be able to see what you want us to today, Father God. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place today, that we can learn from you, that we can fellowship with you, that we can get into your word and get into worship today. And whatever may be happening next week, the appointments and all the things that we may have on our mind, that we just lay them aside. And you, knowing that you've already gone before us and you already knew it before we even knew it. And that causes us to trust you and to depend on you and to walk with you alongside of you every step of the way. And we're so thankful for that today, Father. Again, we welcome you in this place today, Holy Spirit, that you would come and set on every person today, that you would bring breakthrough in every area of our life and help us to always remember that your word is good news. It's good news when the depressed no longer has to be depressed, when the oppressed no longer has to be oppressed. The sick no longer has to be sick, but they're healed. The sinner no longer has to be a sinner, but they could be saved. That's the good news of the gospel. And help us to be that light that shines forth that good news into the world today. Yes. Knowing that you sent your son into this world to die and to give us life. How much more should we be thankful? This is a time of praise, God. And I just believe today that as we're going to receive the rain and the natural, that's going to just break up the drought that we're in. I just believe today, Lord, that your spirit, the rain of your spirit is falling on our lives. And for that one that's suffering drought in their life, that's been waiting for a prayer to answer or a child to come back home or to be healed in their body, that today the rain of your spirit would fall upon them and they will begin to just yet praise you again. Mm-hmm. Praise you in the rain. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the rain of your spirit today as it falls, breaking up the dryness around us in the natural and even in the spirit, Lord. The rain of your spirit fall upon us today. Breathe upon us today, fresh and anew, God, that we've not come into this place to take space, but we've come into, or just to become it, but we're here to hear from you and to learn and to grow. And we thank you for that opportunity today. And everybody said, amen, amen and amen.
We opened up with our praise and worship this morning, and to realize that the thing that we love about the Lord is his goodness. And the fact that his goodness and his mercy follow me all the days of my life. And when you understand the goodness of God and that he loves you, that goodness is for you, then we can sing like David about him being beautiful, you know, and our eyes are open. All of a sudden, everything else that he made becomes beautiful. People become beautiful. Why? Because God made them. Hallelujah. Let's worship him today.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you that even as David cried out to you, Lord, when he would be in the midst of problems and he would start out saying, oh God, how long? And oh God, why is this happening? But in the end, he would come into the presence of God and believe in your power and in your love, Father God, and in your goodness. And as we praise him this morning, you got to remember that, and it, you know, it's, I didn't always know this, but when you accept Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit live in you. And people say, well, I don't have any power. But when you become a believer in that you say, I want Jesus, then you get the power of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. The same power that raised Christ from the dead, the Bible says, dwells in you, and it will quicken your mortal body. I know that works because it worked on him when he died in my arms. And all I knew to do when that happened immediately, I thought, and I said in his ears, Gerald Relliford, the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and it will quicken your mortal body. What does that mean? It's going to make it be what it's supposed to be, all right? Because he does. All right, Lord.
He lives in us. goodness, no weapon prevails. We stand here in victory.
Some people there yesterday that nobody's prayed for them. You don't know, nobody's told them or given them any hope. And I just pray that, you know, there's a world out there. People want hope. They want hope that there's something better. Because I tell you what, I look around and I don't see anything that's good. There's a move taking place. You know, you can look at it two ways. There's a darkness that's getting worse. But the blood of Jesus Christ and the light of Jesus is going to move, because people are going to move to the light. And that's what we want to represent. Hallelujah. All right, church.
Mountains are still being moved.
Yes, they are.
Strongholds are still being loose. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised.
Yes.
Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. The wonders are still what you do. We are here for you.
Come on, church.
Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do, because we need a move. We need a move.
Oh, yes, we do.
We need a move. Wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what what you do, 'cause we need a move. We need a move. We need a move. We need a move. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. This is a move. This is a move.
Hallelujah.
This is a move. This is a move. This is a move.
Different themes on Sunday mornings, and you never know what the Holy Spirit's going to pull out, but there's a healing move here, Pastor Shirley. There's definitely a healing move here. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we love you. We praise you, Jesus. Okay, he's not back there.
Brother Glenn? That's okay, I can use this one. As Pastor Laverne was singing that song, the Lord spoke, I heard the Holy Spirit say that he wants to pray for people with eye problems, and I specifically heard the word retina. So if you have any problems with your eyes, whether it's dryness, whatever it may be, I want you to come this morning, and the Lord's going to heal you. Amen.
We have accepted the lie that nobody can get healed from cancer, just like we've accepted the lie from the enemy that you get eye problems, you're just going to have to deal with it, and it's just going to be like that the rest of your life. But that is not true. In the name of Jesus.
You know, healing is part of the New Covenant Church. We are the continuation of the book of Acts. We serve a gospel. We serve Jesus and the word that tells us that healing is the portion of his children. Amen. Hallelujah.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we
serve a God as she prays for people to be healed of their eyes. You know, when that vision's gone, and when you have trouble seeing, you know, you think, well, you know, I wouldn't want to lose my sense of taste. I wouldn't want to lose my sense of hearing. Man, I don't want to lose my eyes because I want to keep seeing the people that I love and seeing the things that God has made, because these are all gifts that God has given us.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Hey, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
We're going to take up our offering if our ushers will come forward. And I tell you, yes, yes, hold on.
Church to pray for my family. Marion Taylor's my stepbrother, and he was supposed to be at a cook we had last night. And he texted me and said, we got called. We had to take our grandbaby immediately to Louisville. An MRI that they'd had 3 or 4 days ago, the doctor called him on a Saturday and said, get him up here now. He's got a tethered spinal cord compression syndrome. And he's going to have emergency surgery. It's kind of like spina bifida, but it's different. But I just want y'all to believe that this surgery is going to heal this little baby.
Let's just pray right now. Father, I thank you for taking care of this baby. Your creation. We believe, Father God, you're going to be with the surgeon for a new baby coming out of that, Father God. No complications. Complete and total recovery. We just believe it's done right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for blessing the people as they give. Lord, I thank you that you take care of the needs here at church, and then you bless the people because they give. We honor you with our tithes and our worship and our offerings today. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You're the answer to it all. You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, to it all. Jesus, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. Come on. Meeting every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you.
Okay. Praise God. I'm glad he's a way maker, promise keeper. Glory to God. Yeah, there is. Hallelujah. Tell him to go for it. Just, I ordered a chicken at Kroger's, and they don't have an order for it. All right, how about that? So, God is good, isn't he? I tell you what, there's no distractions, is there? Glory to God. I got here this morning, and I am organized. I am organized. I like Amen. Things in order. I like to have yes. my list made out, have Amen. My words there. And I like that.
Yes.
I get come in, I've got it all ready. I couldn't find anything this morning. Couldn't find, now they can't find my chicken. I'm glad we're a small church, because you know what, if we were on TV, they'd have to cut this out right now, wouldn't they? Glory to God. This is, hey, yeah, this is life, isn't it? Just one of those, I tell you, y'all are going to have to do this song because I got to go find my chicken. Go find my chicken.
You were the Word in the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. You're hidden glory. Now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name. Wonderful name it is, the roaring, the praise of a glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names.
What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God. That in all the mess and all the frustration, that we can just look to you and magnify your name. I know you laugh at us, Father, because we have to laugh at ourselves. But you're so powerful that there is any need here today. If you need a healing, if you need any kind of a deliverance, your frustrations, relationships, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? All the world can come to him and have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Son of God and one of us, lover of our souls. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Chains are broken when it's spoken. Every knee must bow. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful?
eternal King. You will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name.
Father God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through you, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Well, I tell you what, if you've realized that your pastors aren't perfect, then that's good. We knew it all along, but we just displayed it for you to see today. But I want you to know, when you go get chicken, you got to tell them the right place to go. I didn't realize, I didn't tell them where to go. And they went to Walmart. So Walmart doesn't have my chicken. And Sherry said, in all the directions you gave me, you never told me where it was. And you know, people are out like that, aren't they, Pastor Shirley? There's a lesson to be learned in that. You need to make sure that people know where your chicken is. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? I know he laughs at me all the time. Jerry laughs at me all the time. I never get my things right. I'm always saying something wrong. I mean, he could tell you a few things, but that's okay. Don't get started. We'd be here all day.